We're learning Jewish history, and we're up to the year 2205. And we had learned about Esav's charge towards Yaakov, where Esav divided his men into three groups. Yaakov divided his into two groups. And Yaakov sees Esav coming on the horizon. And Yaakov quickly divides his children, his wives, his maids. He puts Dinah in a box. He gives her into the hands of the servants. And Yaakov comes forward bowing towards Esav. And Hashem causes Esav to have a change of heart. Yaakov finds favor in the eyes of Esav and his men. And Esav and his men get scared of Yaakov. And now they turn to having a merciful attitude. They kiss one another. Esav's men, his son Eliphaz, his other four children, they come and they weep, and they also kiss Yaakov and everyone. And then Yaakov gives Esav all the gifts, silver and gold and precious stones. And Esav divides half the gifts he gives his children and half the gifts he gives to the mercenaries he brought along. And the silver and the gold and the precious stones he gives to his son Eliphaz. Esav goes back to Mount Seir, and Yaakov goes to the edge of the land of Canaan and spends a period over there. So the verse says he went to Sukkot, and our sages say he spent 18 months there and then went into the city of Shechem. He goes into the math here that it's a little bit complicated. We want to figure out exactly how Levi was 13 years old when he took on the city of Shechem. So that's a bit of a complicated math equation here, figuring all that out. So Yaakov travels to the land of Shechem, which is also called the land of Shalem, and he spends a year and a half there. And the women of Shechem go out dancing, and Rachel and Leah and their servants go to see the party. And Dinah, she also goes out. So Shechem is there for the party, and he sees Dinah. And it was a party that the women of the city had at this time. I guess it was harvest time, and it was customary that the women would have a dance fest out in the vineyards. And everyone went to look. So Esav went to look, Leah and Rachel went to look, and Shechem went to look, and Dinah went to look. And he abducts Dinah, and he takes her forcefully, and he sleeps with her forcefully, and he's in love with her. Yaakov sends his two servants to bring Dinah back, and Shechem's servants kick him out and say, get out of here. Yaakov sends two maids from his servants to watch Dinah and be with her, and Shechem sends three of his men to Hamor, his father, and he sends word to the king, Hamor, I want you to purchase this girl for me to be my wife. So Hamor says to his son Shechem, there are so many good girls in our country, why do you have to take a girl from the Hebrews? They're not our nation. So Shechem says, no, she's the one that's right in my eyes. Shechem Hamor listens to his son, and he goes to speak to Yaakov. Yaakov's sons come back and they hear what happened and they get very upset. And they speak to their father angrily, this man deserves the death penalty. And his whole house deserves the death penalty because the Noachides are commanded not to steal and not to rape and not to live like this. Shechem did this with her sister and no one stood up to him. No one in the city said anything. So the whole city and Shechem deserve the death penalty. So, Hamor comes to speak to Yaakov. He says, you know, my son Shechem really likes your daughter. And Shechem comes and says, tell me, what do you guys want? How many camels will it take to have your daughter? And Shimon and Levi speak up. They speak with cunning. And they say, you know what? We hear what you're saying. We could set up a marriage. We could make our demands. But give us some time because we have to send word to our father Yitzchak. We can't do something like this without getting permission from Grandpa Yitzchak. And they figured, let's buy time and not cut a deal right now. We'll tell him we have to ask the boss, we have to ask the grandfather. And Shechem and Hamor are very happy. There's going to be this union with the approval of the grandfather, Isaac. So when they leave, the children say to their father, "This is ridiculous. This whole city deserves the death penalty. We have to figure out a plan how we're taking them down." And Shimon says, "Here's the plan. We're going to tell them they all have to circumcise. And then when they're all lying in bed in pain, we're going to come into the city. It's going to be easy. We're going to kill all the men." So the next morning, Hamor and Shechem come and they say, "Okay, what did grandfather Yitzchak say?" So the sons say, we told our grandfather Yitzchak, and he likes the idea a lot, but he told us our tradition from great-grandfather Abraham is that any person who wants to marry into our family has to be circumcised. You know, our great-grandfather Abraham did that as an old man. This is our tradition. So the next morning, Shechem and Hamor go and gather everyone in the city. And they call in Yaakov's children, and they say, "Okay, you guys are the Mohalim. You circumcise everyone." So that day, they circumcised everyone. And Shechem and Hamor also get circumcised. The five brothers of Shechem and his friends and his children, they circumcised all of them. They had a relative who was Hamor's brother, and his name was Chidkam, and six other brothers. They refused to listen. They said, "We're not doing this." 2 days pass, and that night they come across eight little children that were not circumcised, and Hamor and Shechem got very upset. "Hey, we made a deal. Deal's a deal. Bring the eight kids. We got to circumcise them." And Chidkam and his six brothers show up with their swords. They're the uncles of Shechem. They're Hamor's brothers. And they say, "We're going to kill all of you. What's wrong with you? You have so many good Canaanite girls. You want to take these Hebrew girls for wives? You never knew these people before. People walk into town, you want their girl, and you're going to do change everything on us? What's wrong with you? We're Canaanites. We don't do this. You guys are going to be embarrassed of what you did to yourself. We're going to go and tell all the Canaanite, and that we're going to get everyone together against you for doing such a ridiculous thing." So when the people heard this, they started having regrets. What'd we do? Now we're different than all the Canaanite. Our own relatives, all the uncles, the brothers of the king, they're going to go and turn all the Canaanite against us. They're going to say, "They became Hebrews. A tribe came and convinced them, you have to be like us in order to marry us. And for one girl, they gave up their identity. They are no longer Canaanites." So the people of the city got very scared. So Shechem and Hamor said to Chidkam, "You guys have a point. But you have to understand, it's not because we love the Hebrews that we did this. But we saw that they wouldn't give us the girl. So we said, we have to get what we want out of them. And when we get their girls, when we get what we want out of them, then we'll make amends with you guys. But wait until we're healed, and then we'll take good care of the Hebrews. Don't worry. You're worried about them. We're worried about them. You view them as a threat. We view them as a threat. Don't worry. We're not at peace with them." Now, Dina heard all of this. Dina sitting in the castle, and she hears how her, I can't call him her husband, but...
What was she doing in the castle?
Shechem abducted her. He wouldn't let her out.
He
didn't let her out. That's part of the dirty trick that's going on here. He comes to speak to her father, he comes to speak to her brothers, but he doesn't bring her with him. He leaves her tied up in his house.
Was he raping her this whole time?
Yes. So Dina hears all of this, and she sends one of her maids, one of the maids that her father sent. They let the maid into the house because she was supposed to serve Dina. And she sent word to Yaakov and the kids, "You guys have to be prepared. They're ready to do a pogrom. They're getting ready to wipe you guys out." And at that moment, We'll pick up here next time.